Okay, Hebrew and English. Okay. So the Rambam at the end of every Sefer gives a little hashkafa. So the end of Karbanos goes together with the end of Avodah, that looking for reasons for mitzvahs. Look what he says here. Start from the word afalpi. Now what is tamura? Tamura means if you have an animal, it's kodesh, and you want to switch it for another animal, and you try to switch it, A, you're not allowed to, and if you do, the Torah punishes you, they're both kodesh. In other words, what are we afraid of? We're afraid you love an animal that's $1,000. You say, oh my gosh, $1,000. I'll switch it for an animal that's $800. Because it's too much. So when you switch it, we make both kodesh. And this is interesting. What if you switch from a weaker animal to a stronger animal? The same thing applies. The Torah makes a blanket thing. Let's say you're switching from a $300 to a $500 animal. It's also usher, and they're both kodesh. No, they're both kodesh. Okay. No, the guy wants the animal back.
This isn't mechira, right?
No. Tamura. A guy says, I want to transfer the kedusha from here to here. So it doesn't work. It's usher, and they're both kodesh. Look in the Rambam. Afalpi. Guys, see Afalpi? It's the fourth line of 1, 2, 3. It's the fifth line of Sif Yud Gimel. And if you want, you can follow in English. Even though all the mitzvahs of the Torah are gzeros, they're decrees from Hashem, as I explained at the end of Mila that we did last week, it's proper to think about them and investigate them. I'm at the top, at the very top of the English. Tain lo tam. And if you're able to give a reason, you should give a reason. This we discussed. The Rambam Shita is, it's good to understand the mitzvos. It's good to figure things out. We're going to discuss this. And especially in our yeshiva, we're into this. You're allowed to ask. Go ask. Try to figure it out. Where do you look? The Sefer HaChinuch. The Moreh Nevuchim Chayil Gimel. Rav Hirsch. And in the modern world, Rav Aryeh Kaplan. Very good. His books are all good. He explains the mitzvos and all the details. Yeah, I mentioned that already. So those four. Chinuch, Moreh Nevuchim, Rav Hirsch, and Rav Aryeh Kaplan. And in our yeshiva, when you're all done with that, you go to Rav Chaim Rosenblatt. Okay, whatever. But guys, there's nothing wrong to try to figure things out. Understand the Rama wants you to. It's good to figure things out. Okay? Wait. Now, we learned last week, what if you don't understand the reason? Do it anyway. Shlomo understood the reasons for most of the mitzvos. Now the Rambam is going to give you the reason for Tamura. That which the Pasuk says they're both Kodesh. It's similar to the fact that if you redeem your house, you have to add a fifth. The halacha is if you're makdish something, if you're makdish your house, what is the base? Hamid doesn't want your house. If you're makdish your house, what happens? It's the value of the house. The base hamidish is going to take your house, sell it, and take the money and use it for hektish. That's what makdish your house means. So what if you're makdish your house and you decide you want it back? You have to give back a fifth more. If you're pod it yourself, you have to pay hektish the value of your house plus a fifth. So the Rambam says tamura is similar to that. What's the idea? Here, listen, guys. Yarda Torah l'sof machsheves ha'odam. The Torah has plumbed the depths of man's mind. Viksas yitro hara shetivo shaladam no to harbos kinyana v'lechus amamona. And the Torah understands man's Yetzirah, that it's man's nature to increase his possessions and not give too much of his money away. People like money. It's the nature of man to like money and to not give it away so fast. And even though the guy was makdish something, Efshar shechazar bo, he changed his mind. V'nichem. He doesn't want to give the stuck anymore. So v'yifta b'pachos mishabim, and he'll do a trick. He'll say, "Listen, on my house, no, my house has a problem. It's worth $50,000. Not, you know, he'll try to pull a fast one on Hektish. Amar Torah, in Padli Atzmo Yosef Komish. No, you have to add a fifth. The Torah is saying, listen, when you decided to give the Hektish, that's a good thing. Don't change your mind now, and don't try to pull a fast one on Hektish. It's in a sense, it's a disincentive. Good. V'chein, im Hektish behema kedushas aguf. Shema Yachsebo, he'll change his mind. Now, once an animal is hektish, you can't be poda the hektish of an animal. If an animal is kudushas aguf, once you say this animal is going to go on the mizbeach, you can't be poda. There's no way to un hektish.
You can't sell it and buy another animal.
Right. If you're makdish your house, the house is called kudushas bedeka bias. The house is not going to be on the mizbeach. So if you're makdish your house, that kudusha is kedusha for the value to be used by the base of mikdash. So that kedusha can be removed by transferring it to money. But kedusha of an animal that the animal itself is hektish, that's all kedusha tagufa mizbeach can never be removed. So what if the guy says, to himself, oh, I don't want to do it anymore? So he'll trade it for a cheaper animal. Vim titen lo rishulas lahachlif harab yofe, yachlif hayofe berav yomer tovu. So you'll say, listen, you're right. We don't want the guy to go from a big animal to a small animal. So, but what if a guy says, listen, this is a nothing animal. I want to transfer the kedusha to a more expensive animal. That we don't allow either. Because if you allowed that, the guy would do it and he would switch the bigger to a, he would switch the more expensive one to a cheaper one. Oh, it's better. It's healthier. It looks nicer. You with me? The Torah says, don't trade any animals. Don't try to switch the kedusha. And we gave you a knas if you switched, meaning that they're both kadosh. Hayahu tumasa yekodesh. Is that clear? So that's the halacha of tamura. The Rambam gives the reason. Now the Rambam gives you his reason. For many of the Torah's reasons for mitzvahs. We're at the bottom here, the last three lines. If you have it in English, it's and both the laws. Okay? And all of these things, it's to suppress a person's Yetzirah and correct his moral qualities. Meaning, the purpose of the mitzvos is to help us be good people. Hashem wants us to do the right thing. So the mitzvos help us. The mitzvos help us do the right thing. Let me explain. Rov din Torah, Einan ela etzos me richuk me gadol etzel esachin adeus v'yashikol amaisim. The most of the mitzvot of the Torah are there to help correct us, make us better people, and be straight in what we do. V'cheinu Omer, and he quotes a pasuk, and the pasuk says that the purpose of the mitzvos is to keep us on the straight path. Hashem wants us to serve Him and do the right thing. So the mitzvos help us stay on the right path. So here's an example. You want to give, you're inspired to give tzedakah, so you dedicate money to tzedakah. That's a good thing. Then 2 days later, you lost the inspiration. So what does the Yetzer Hara say? Kaplan, what are you, crazy? Take the money back. That's what the Torah says to you. So you say, oh, I got to get it back somehow. So the Torah doesn't let you get it back because Hashem wants to help you do the right thing. You got it? Guys, the mitzvos, Hashem's guiding us to do the right thing. There are a thousand examples. Take the laws of Yichud. Yeah, the laws of Yichud. People have Yetzer Hara, yeah? Chazal knew people had Yetzer Hara. Chazal understood people had Yetzer Hara. Hashem knows. So the law, all these crazy details of the laws of Yichud. Yeah, if you keep the laws of Yichud, it keeps you out of trouble. Right? You know, the head of the CIA, right? The head of the CIA had to resign. You know that? A couple years ago. The head of the CIA had to resign because he had to resign. He had an affair with, he wrote an autobiography. So often when you're a writer, you don't write yourself, you have a ghostwriter. So you say everything to the ghostwriter, and the ghostwriter writes for you, and then it's like your autobiography.
Is that what they call it, then, the ghostwriter?
Yeah, that's what they call it. So he had... No. What I do is hopefully I write for myself. My editor helps a lot. She writes better than I do. She changes things, helps a lot. No. This means he doesn't know how to write. He tells her all of his thoughts about life and everything he did and where he went to school, and then she, and then the person writes it in a nice way in a book form. So he had an affair with her, and it was caught, and he had it, and it turns out he was giving her secrets, whatever. Anyway, so he was he had to resign. What's that? So that's the CIA. So guys, the laws of Yichud are for our benefit. They're for our benefit. They are for our benefit. Keeps us out of trouble. We discussed already. This is a yisod that if you keep the laws of Taras HaMishpacha, you get Olam Haba and you get Olam Hazeh. Why? Hashem gave the mitzvah. Hashem knows how we're wired. Hashem knows how we operate, and He knows the best way for a man to operate is with the laws of Nida and the laws of Yichud. This is okay. Let me explain it a little better. Chazal say Hashem looked into the Torah to create the world. That means the Torah is the blueprint of creation. That means when we were created by the Torah. So the Torah is the hard drive, and we were created with a program from the Torah. Which means, by definition, the way we're going to work and function is based on the Torah. It has to fit. That's where we came from. That's the program. The program was the Torah. That's where it came from. So it has to fit. And we don't always see this. We don't always see it. As the world gets crazier and crazier, we do see it. We see the laws of Nida work. We see the laws of Yichud work. All the things that the Torah and Chazal put in place, they work. We see you need the protection. But it has to be, it's the best, it has to be. Of course you get Olam Hazeh, because your whole body is built based on the Torah. So of course, if you live like the Torah, you're going to end up having a happier, healthier, psychologically more solid life. Is that clear? It's for our benefit. So a person's fired to give tzedakah. Give the tzedakah. Then don't change your mind later. I'm not going to let you change your mind, because I know it's good for you to give tzedakah. Guys, the Torah is the way to have the healthiest life in Olam Hazeh too. Shabbos, yeah?
They're shaving their nails.
I can't figure out what we're going to do without Shabbos. Just on a physical level. Leave out the ruchnius for now. Don't tell Rav Yoel I said that. Huh? Leave out the ruchnius about Shabbos for now. Just the physical relaxation to take a day off. Spend time with your family. Take a nice walk with your wife. At least. And then there's the ruchnius on top of it. I told you what happened at Rav Yoel's house when I was there for the Onan. I said, B'shus Rav Yoel Shlita. B'shus Rav Aryeh Shlita. And Rav Yoel said, what about B'shus the Shechina? Shabbos? That's what Rav Yoel said. So guys, this is the Yisod. I want to go one step further. Obviously, if you keep the Torah, it's to keep you on the straight path. Is that clear? Now, I want to go one step further. This is the reasons for mitzvos. Mitzvos have details. A lot of times, we don't hop the details. Oh, why does God want, why this, why not that? So the answer is that there is a reason. The more you learn, you figure out the reason. But here's the mashal. Email. I want to send an email to someone. So send it to banisginsburg@gmail.com. Leave out the dot. The dot's not important. This is a famous mashal. Without the dot, it's not going to go. It's a dot. So you don't understand how email works, but the people who know email and know how computers work and know how the system works know without that dot, the computer won't read it. It won't read it, right? Let's say @gmail.com. So write the word @. @ Write @gmail.com. It's not going to work because it has to be that thing.
You heard the story?
I'll write the word doc.
You're like a story marshal?
No.
It's like a chat group. And there's
I don't know, Kofar is like upset or like, you know, what's up? Why do you care about little things? You cut your nails like.
Ah, very good. Beautiful. Beautiful.
Who cares? And this person says, okay, give me your address, I'll send you a whole bus. So a few days goes by, I didn't get a response. That's just like, where's my response?
Right.
What are you talking about? I sent you 3 days response. Where'd you send it to? Email and it was up to that.
Beautiful. Beautiful muscle. That's a beautiful muscle. Better than mine. Thank you. Awesome. And we're talking about that. Yo, cool. You got it? So guys, listen. It goes together. If we believe, as we know is true, that the mitzvos are there for our benefits, to keep us on the straight path, olam haba, olam hazeh, and we believe the details matter, so we'll do all the details of the mitzvahs too. And as we learn more, you understand more. As you learn more, you understand more. As you learn more, Rav Nevin Sol Shlita understands how each detail fits, and at his level, and how each little detail fits, and et cetera, et cetera. That's for sure true. The more you know. But we don't understand all the levels, but we know that this is the way to keep us on the straight path. This is the way to keep up on the straight path. And we get Olam Haba, and we get Olam Haza too. Guys, you get Olam Haza too. Look around the world out there. Look around the world, what goes on. Keep the laws of Yichud, Tarsa, Mishpacha, Shabbos. Shabbos is incredible. Incredible. You'll say, no. What if you had a day off? What if God would have said, don't work on Shabbos? I mean, don't do like, you know, don't go to the office on Shabbos. But everything else is mutter. So what would happen? Well, you would convince yourself, well, I'm in the house, and so reading email, that's not really working. And in the end, you'd have a regular day. Hashem knows you have to have rules, you have to have Shabbos with all the restrictions, and oh, come on, Hashem really cares whether when you're eating the peas and the rice, and you like rice. Hashem really cares if you eat the rice, which is mutter, and leave the peas over, or take the peas out, and then eat the rice. Hashem really cares? Yeah, Hashem really cares. And there's a difference. And the first way is mutter, and it's good for your neshama. And the second way is aser. It might be nisr d'oraisa. And it's bad for your neshama. But what's the difference? The answer is there is a difference. There is a difference. And the more you learn, the more you understand, that difference is the dot. That difference is the dot. Who cares? Take the peas out or eat the rice. There is a difference. Eating the rice is the way you eat. Taking the peas out is a tircha. That's the way it's viewed. That's annoying. And eating the rice is the way you're eating in a careful way versus. But still, that's a good example. That's the dot. So it is good for my neshama, and I believe it's for olam. Whatever's good for my neshama, it's good for me in olam hazeh too. Because again, we're built by the Torah. Built by the Torah, so it has to be that way. It's a very important mushroom. I like. Oh, very good, very good. That was from Mr. Moshe Kaplan. A little beautiful addition to the mushroom. What's it, what you want to give out? Give me email address. Cell phone and email address. Without the time. Okay, guys, that's an important Rambam. We learned it's good to look for the reasons for things. It's good to understand things.
Gummy bear
vitamins. Very good. That was Mr. Rosenberg, Eitan Rosenberg, referring back to an old shiur, which is the best thing you can do. Wonderful. Anyway. He sells books, yeah. That was Mr. Eli Maman giving praise to another guy's shiur. And we'll finish it off. Mr. Applebaum and Mr. Barron, they're all here. Anyway. All right, guys, listen. And then the Rambam gave a reason. And Hashem knows how we think. Hashem wants us to do the right thing. And that the mitzvahs help us do the right thing. Help us develop good midos. Help us develop good character. We get Olam Haba, we get Olam Haza too, as we discussed. And the details matter. Even if we don't understand them, the details matter. And we have to believe it's the best way to live. Olam Haba and Olam Haza too. Okay, we'll stop here.